Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and now we're going to talk about how to take a hobby and turn it into a business. And joining me now from Watertown is Belinda Engelhart. She's the regional director for the South Dakota Small Business Development Center. Belinda, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you about the Small Business Development Center.
And Roger Foote is also with you. He is the owner of the Twisted Canoe Boat Shop. But we're going to start with Belinda and talk a little bit about, teach us what this South Dakota Small Business Development Center is.
Okay, thank you. The Small Business Development Center is a pretty well-kept secret, actually. And it saddens me when someone comes to my office after they've struggled with a startup, perhaps making some serious errors, but they didn't know that we're here providing professional, confidential consulting services at no cost to them. So historically, the Small Business Development Center centers were established by Congress in 1977 as a pilot program through the SBA, the Small Business Administration. The SBDCs were implemented in South Dakota in 1985. Now, the federal funds, the SBA funds, are required to come into an institute of higher education. And so USD, the University of South Dakota, has always been the host institution for the South Dakota SBDC. I am a USD employee. The federal funds are matched in part by the Governor's Office of Economic Development to provide support to South Dakota businesses, whether they are startups or existing businesses. We have a very strong national organization. We go through a rigorous accreditation assessment based on a self-study and an on-site review. And we must be accredited to receive our federal funding. Here in South Dakota, we're going to go through that process this summer, so we're going to be very busy complying with that accreditation process. Now, we provide professional, confidential, no-cost consulting services to both large and small businesses, whether they are existing or startups. And I really need to emphasize that because sometimes people say, oh, I didn't know you worked with existing businesses, or, oh, I didn't know you work with startups. And so I need to emphasize that if you're in question at all, just give us a call because we do really work with all industries and large and small and existing and startups.
And you have offices all over the state?
Yeah. In fact, I can tell you about our offices. We have strong statewide coverage. Here in my Watertown office, I serve 10 counties, and we're all divided with pretty manageable territories. We have an office in Aberdeen. We have one in Pierre, an office in Rapid City, and Sioux Falls, and Yankton, and I have a satellite in Brookings as well. We're a strong national organization. We have over 1,000 centers in the country. Here in South Dakota, we have a staff with a great deal of long tenure. I've actually been doing this work for 21 years and just love it. We are hired with advanced degrees or experience or a combination of both, so we're pretty prepared to help our clients with whatever their needs might be. We are required to earn a certification through the National Development Council as economic development finance professionals. It's a rigorous curriculum, but it's a valuable certification for us to have with our to work with our clients.
And the type of
go ahead.
The type of consulting that you do is it as simple as writing a business plan or seeking funding, or what kind of services do you provide?
Perhaps all of the above. Some of the core services that we provide, we assist pre-venture clients with understanding regulations of startup. We provide research and information and sources of information. We will facilitate contact with other resource providers or other agencies as appropriate. And there are a lot of, you know, other good agencies that provide assistance in some form or another, and we can make those recommendations out. We assist with the development and review of business plans, but we do not write them. We really mentor a client through the business planning process. And perhaps the most valuable piece that we do is helping them develop financial projections that are based on the client's numbers and information and based on industry standards and so on. Many of our referrals come from lenders because people are passionate, they're excited about their idea, they go off to the bank and they say, you know, if I just had this amount of money, I could start the business. And the lender will look at them and say, do you have a business plan? Do you have financial projections? And then they're sent over to our offices where we help them develop the tools to determine if their idea is feasible or not. Great decision-making tools for both the client as well as for the lender.
And then a lot of times idea people aren't necessarily, you know, business plan minded.
That's exactly what we find. In fact, it seems as though the idea people come to us and we're the ones that will help them put it together in a very usable form, if you will.
Okay, well, let's hear about Roger's experience. Roger Foote is the owner of Twisted Canoe Boat Shop. Roger, thanks for joining the program today.
Yeah, this is pretty great.
So you made a boat, and other people wanted it. That's kind of how I read the press release.
Yeah, it kind of started a while ago. You know, 7-8 years, a friend of mine got me involved with kayaking. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, gee, I want to buy a kayak. So I went and looked at the prices and thought, I can make one cheaper than that. when it all was said and done, you know, not so much. Probably a bit more. But, yes, I build wood core, fiberglass-coated sea kayaks, canoes, paddle boards. You know, it kind of started as a hobby, and then I really got into it. Now it's more of an obsession. Now, you know, my friends and family have encouraged me that these things are beautiful. You should do this for a living. And I thought, you know, that's all great, but I've been down those roads before, and I didn't really know how to start a business, you know, be it part-time or whatever. That's where Belinda came into the picture. You know, I was searching the Internet desperate for help and ran across the SBDC, gave her a call. She invited me in, and we sat down and talked about all kinds of the beginning things when you're starting your own business. You know, an employer identification number, sales tax license, all those little things I kind of knew that I needed, but I wasn't sure how to go about it, and I wasn't sure in what order I should do it.
Hmm. So she laid out this. So did you already kind of know how to do a business plan?
You know, back in high school, we kind of touched on it a little bit. And, you know, there's templates out there that you can run across, and you kind of start to take shape with the business plan. But I really didn't know how to pull it all together. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And so what have you learned? So how far are you into your business now? How long have you been working at it?
Linda and I started more than a year ago now, or maybe it was a year ago. You know, I kind of had an idea that I wanted to start this business, but what really kicked it off was my first set of orders. A person I got in contact with saw one of the canoes that I had already built, said, oh, we want 4 of these things. And then that kind of was the big trigger. Okay, I've got an order. They're willing to pay for it. That's the trigger. It's time to pull all this together and get things rolling.
Now, are these boats all made by you personally by hand, or do you have you hired help?
For now, everything is by hand, one at a time, by me. It's a part-time venture, so I'm out in the shop till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, sometimes later. I work a full-time job here for the city of Watertown, so, you know, I would really like to keep that base, you know, and this is still just a hobby project. But, yeah, everything is handcrafted, one at a time, the highest possible quality that I can possibly put into these things.
So what's going to happen if you get more than 4 orders?
Well, I'm kind of booked for 6 months now.
Wow.
But there again, you know, we're talking 4 boats, 6 boats. You know, a boat takes a couple of months to really put together at my pace. If it goes crazy and a couple of things in the future change a little bit, then I'm probably going to have to come back and talk to Belinda again about, oh, where do I find financing? How do I organize shop rental? You know, can I? How do I expand this to meet the demand? And what directions can I go from there?
And so, Belinda, it's not a one-and-done consultation. It's an ongoing conversation?
Yeah, and it's different with every client. You know, I can have a client come in and they have a very specific question or problem, or they want a loan for a certain something or other, and we fulfill that, and they go off, and I never hear from them again. And I have clients who come back to me, and some who come back just to talk, just to touch base and maybe give me an update. In Roger's situation, he's very deliberate now about where he's going to go or how he's going to go about it. He's starting at the level that he's able to handle, but he's identified that maybe he'll have other needs and he'll come back. So every client is really very different, and we're flexible about that, obviously.
And Roger, are you primarily advertising on a web page, or is it just strictly word of mouth right now?
I do have a website, twistedcanoe.com. It's kind of a placeholder for people to contact me through and to show pictures of of the work that I've done and some of the things that I can do. Eventually, could there be an e-store involved with that? Maybe. But mostly it's word of mouth. And like I said, the pace, you know, this is not a high volume business. It's a hobby that's turning into a business. So the pace is fairly slow. So it's word of mouth mostly.
How did you teach yourself to build a kayak?
All right, don't laugh. I read a book. I bought a book. The Construct Your Own Sea Kayak book by Nick Slade. I've actually met the author of that book at Canucopia in Wisconsin. He's an awesome guy. You know, just step by step. I've always been able to read an instruction manual. Don't tell my wife that. But all the directions and build something. So that was the first one. I swear the first one, it took me 2 years to complete. The second one took about 200 hours. The third one, was a skin on frame and did it in a weekend. We skinned it with duct tape just because we're smart, Alex. My son and I worked on that one. So the interest, the hobby, the passion has snowballed into creating watercraft and paddling them in various events across the state.
So you're kind of taking this design, this instruction, and twisting it just a little to make it yours?
Basically, yes. With the canoes that I'm doing now, I look at different designers across the world, and there's free plans out there as well. You know, I kind of like the look of one hull, but I kind of like the look of the gunnels on a different hull. Not everything is interchangeable, but if you're careful, you can blend together something that's truly your own.
And do you see yourself making kits to send out to people so they can do it themselves as well? Do you encourage that?
There's so many kits available out there now. I don't see me breaking into that market. But if you have a kit that you would like, but you don't really have the woodworking skills to put it together, or you're not confident, well, I can either put it together for you or help you, you know, just on a consultation basis, step by step, you know, take you through it and hopefully impair the confidence so that you can do it yourself.
So why would I want a wood canoe or a wood kayak versus a fiberglass?
Well, the smart aleck in me says because wood floats, but the fiberglass does too. The wood boats are absolutely beautiful. It's like a floating coffee table, but they're tough. They're durable. I've seen videos of people throwing them out of the back of a pickup moving down the highway at 50 miles an hour, which just scratches. And let's face it, you take a wooden boat to any put-in or take-out on the Missouri River or any lake, and people are going to stare at it. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to tell you how fantastic it is, and that's a little ego boost for me as well.
And does your wife let you bring it into the house, into the living room?
Absolutely not. No, just, my wife is not a paddler, but she supports me just 100%.
All right. So, Belinda, we're going to wrap this conversation up. And your advice to people with a fun hobby, with a great idea, first step is to what?
Well, what I would say is, as far as Roger's project, I can't make a boat, but I do know business principles. And nearly every idea, every hobby requires those same principles if you're going to be in business. I have access to a very strong research network, and we provided Roger with some research as well on the industry and so on. So give us a call. Find us online if you'd like, sdbusinesshelp.com. Reach out to any one of our offices, and we'll get you to the right place if it's not what we do. I would say just make the call. Make the call to us, and we'll be really happy to help. Like I said, I don't do boats, but I can help Roger with his plan.
Okay. Belinda, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. And Roger, also, thank you very much for
joining us. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.